Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. Ah, by the calendar, it's officially springtime. Get some tickets to visit the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and witness the renewal of life in the garden. If you love the cherry blossom season, make sure to take a look at the verge of the garden as you drive up Crenshaw toward the garden entrance. There are cherry trees along the fence and in the driveway that are lovely just now. Also note the clivia field to your left as you drive up. Clivia throughout the garden are beginning to bloom and can be seen here, under the trees in the banyan grove, and in the garden around Dottie's. As you enter the garden, if you wander to the right, the pink powder puff espaliered on the administration office wall is heading into another blush of bloom. These wonderful hot pink fluffy flowers attract bees, hummingbirds, and butterflies. The lush evergreen foliage keep the plant looking crisp in either drought or heat conditions and can be trained as it is here on the wall. Or if you walk down Alpine Lane, you can find a beautiful 5 foot tall and 5 foot wide bush of pink powder puff that shows how it can fill a spot in the garden or be a lovely backdrop for smaller bushes. Just overhead is one of the garden's most beautiful wisteria plants. This vine grows in many places in the garden, and it is just beginning to bloom out here on the koi pond pergola, the gazebo in the lower meadow, and also in the garden of the senses. It has a wonderful scent to the lovely bunches of lavender blooms. In many Eastern cultures, wisteria means romance and devotion. In Japan especially, it means good luck, success, and longevity. The fuchsia garden is really leafing out from the end of winter pruning. You might notice that there's a new arbor in the fuchsia garden. Keep an eye on this as I can just see it becoming a great new photo op as the species fuchsias surrounding it grow up and over the arches. Leaving the fuchsia garden is a perfect time to take a turn through the plants at the garden gift and memento kiosk. Anytime you're in the garden, this is where you can get a snack, a drink, or a plant for your yard. But if you're in the garden on the weekend, Dottie's is open for lunch or snacks from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can also get a look at the pink rock roses blooming in the garden leading up to Dottie's picnic area. The rock rose is a wonderfully hardy Mediterranean native that grows well in sunny, hot locations and looks good doing it. Along the walkway from Dottie's toward the tram stop, you may notice the lone pink hyacinth with the blooming rosemary backdrop. The hyacinth grows from a bulb and is very fragrant. Originally classified as a lily, it has been moved into the asparagus family. Behind the tram stop, past the greenhouse, see the island snapdragon, a hardy perennial with a scarlet-red flower that's native to the Channel Islands. Also see the sticky monkey flowers, another native perennial that will do well in rocky soil and has flowers ranging from nearly white through all the shades of orange and into red. If you'd like to see more cherry blossoms, head to the amphitheater. The cherry trees around the seating area are blooming along with the summer snowflake and the three-cornered leek plants. Both of these plants have simple, sweet white blooms, but the three-cornered leek is actually an edible plant that has mild garlic flavor. More cherry trees are blooming in Sakura Meadow, and if you get to the meadow, then you must walk over to the overlook. Look just behind you at the very first flowers on the incredible butterfly amaryllis. Something to keep an eye on is the flower spike coming up in the puya patch, also across from the overlook. These plants don't bloom every year, but when they do, it is spectacular. Then you might want to walk through Memorial Meadow to see the redbud trees in bloom, the border garden of stark white calla lily and royal purple iris. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Check back with us to get current updates.